This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Boy, there seems to be a whole lot of weather to talk about. Let's recap where Harvey is or was or has been and then move into Irma. And I think there's another tropical storm out there, too, that's just beginning to form.
Yeah. So first of all, let's go down south. They've had some opportunities to get dried out a bit in southeast Texas. There is a disturbance in the western Gulf, south of the Texas-Mexico border area that we do need to watch, but it looks like the remains of Harvey or any more rains for southeast Texas, at least here in the next 4 to 5 days, not going to be an issue. Now we turn our attention to Irma, and certainly this is a situation to where it does look like the southeast part of the United States is going to be impacted by Irma. Now, a lot of folks are talking about Florida being in the bullseye. It certainly is at the moment, but we're several days away from this hurricane's track being really nailed down. So anywhere as far west as Alabama and the Florida Peninsula, the Panhandle area of Florida, through all of central Florida, southern Florida, all the way into the Carolinas. We could see the track as far west as Alabama, as far east as North Carolina. So here in the coming days, we'll get a better idea. That said, though, Irma will impact the southeast United States, and folks need to be ready.
So we have wind and water. We also have smoke and fire in the United States in some areas. What have you been watching?
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest and portions of the Northern Rockies have just been very hot and dry since early August. We got wildfires all over Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, into British Columbia and Alberta. And those areas will continue to be hot with really no significant rain. Now, we've also seen a big shot of cool air come into the nation's midsection. Right now, we're looking at temperatures here in the next 2 or 3 days in the Midwest and Corn Belt, downright cool. You know, nothing that looks like it'll be breaking any records, but there were some areas in the Western High Plains this morning that dipped into the upper 30s. So we're getting a little bit of fall, got some tropical storm and hurricane activity and fires in the west. As you said, there's a lot going on.
Hey, thanks, Don. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. A couple of things to put in the back of your mind. On Thursday of this week, I will travel to Purdue to the Beck Agricultural Center for their Agronomy Day. I'll be pushing the button on the horn out there and making sure everybody gets all around their plots to see and talk with the researchers who are doing all kinds of things at Purdue. And then in the afternoon, we'll host one of our Will Ag Market panels. Now, you probably should have pre-registered already for this, but I bet you can get hold of the local extension offices and they will help you out because there is a meal involved. However, if you come back after the meal at around 1:15, we'll put on a panel that includes Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist from here on campus, Chris Hurt from Purdue, an agricultural economist there, and Chuck Shelby from Risk Management Commodities. That's at Purdue on Thursday for their Agronomy Day. Check out the Purdue Extension websites for all of the details. And then next Tuesday evening, we'll do a Will Ag Marketing panel right here in Champaign County. That with the Champaign County Farm Bureau and the Marketing Club. More details on that as we make our way through this week. I'm Todd Gleason.